Are you looking to start a podcast or know someone who wants to start a podcast? Well, if you're unsure or just don't know where to start, just look up Buzzsprout. We've been using Buzzsprout from the beginning and we absolutely love it. They even have a YouTube channel where they'll help you get started on your journey. So head over to Buzzsprout to get started. That's BUZZSPROUT.com. Again, BUZZSPROUT.com. Happy podcasting.
Baby, you're my coat. She got me feeling like a dope fiend. I'm addicted to a black queen, baby, you're my she got me feeling like a dope fiend. I'm addicted to a black queen.
Welcome back to Love Life After. I am Christelle.
And I'm Belinda.
Hey, Belinda. Oh, I was so glad to see you this past weekend. I had a blast. It was super fun.
Me too. For those of y'all who don't know, Christelle had a wonderful birthday.
I did.
So another year, which we're all thankful for. We're thankful for you and for all that you do and for who you are, authentically you.
Yes.
And yeah, we had a blast. We went out a few times.
Yeah, we did. But yeah, last week though, I did send it. The episode I posted, it was about my birthday. I did tell people about my birthday, and I'm actually going to expand it maybe to the end of the episode to give people, because one of my friends was like, oh, you got to give us a chance. What if, you know, what about us that don't listen every day, but just listen when we, you know, have time? So I was like, I'll extend it to the end of the season, like after a couple more episodes when we end the season, then we'll go on there and, yeah, but if you do want to enter, you got to go listen to that last episode so you could, so you'll be able to enter into, you know, the drawing to win the
$100. $100 can get you quite things right now.
I know. So last Tuesday, which was exactly, well, a week ago where, you know, Keith, he took me out. He did so much that I was like a little, you know, baby at a candy store. But I had such a great time. So, yeah, I had the best birthday.
It was awesome seeing you guys hang out together. You guys were like high schoolers, you know, like you're on your first date, still like you're on your honeymoon phase, you know.
You know,
like you guys super lovey-dovey with each other, drinking together, playing games together. I was like, supposed to be like,
oh god. But you know what, I mean, you know everything we've been through and then where we are now, so we're just like, we're in a good space, you know, and we actually genuinely love each other.
Yeah, I love that. Because I read somewhere that said in your relationship you gotta keep what did it say, you have to continue to learn your partner, I believe, and fall in love over again. Yeah. And to me, that's literally what it looked like. Like, you guys were falling in love over and over again. So that's good to see, because some people don't get to that. They just end the relationship and then move on and fall in love with somebody else. But
yeah,
it's very commendable that you guys did it for that many years too.
It wasn't easy though. It was not easy, but it took a lot of commitment and lots of therapy.
It shows.
Huh?
It shows. It shows in person. So your money was definitely well spent in therapy.
Yeah. I gotta drink water on that. I wish I have a glass of wine right now to drink.
I know. That's what we should have done. Wine. I drank so much this weekend though. I hadn't been drinking like that, so I drank a lot. So I need to like detox, drink water.
Did you really?
I did. I haven't been drinking like that.
Oh yeah, we did had a lot of those drink were good, weren't they?
Yeah. We had like 3-4 drinks in one day, and then the day before that we had like 4 or 5 drinks each. Yeah.
No. Yeah, and you forgot that the shot we took. So yeah, we were drinking. I had a great birthday. It was just a great birthday. I know. Yeah. Let me stop. You see, I'm still blushing.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. I'm glad.
But yeah, how's your family going back? Did y'all made it back safely?
It wasn't too bad. So they were actually surprisingly not too bad this mm-hmm. time around. Went back. We ran into a little bit of like traffic and stuff, but mm-hmm. no, it was good. They got their food. They slept. They watched their little tablets. And I sat right in between both of them in the back the whole way. And you know what was so cute, though? Me and DJ, we did, we'll talk about this at mm-hmm. some point. Well, for music lovers, the argument was that if Aaliyah was still alive today, that Beyonce wouldn't be who she is. Mm. I disagree. I completely disagree. So what happened was I had him go listen to my favorite, Tamar Braxton, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Then I had him listen to Beyonce. And then I had him listen to Aaliyah. And that's when he was like, okay, maybe she wasn't a vocalist. I was like, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you can't say if Aaliyah was here today, there would be no Beyonce. She wouldn't be as big as she is. And we went on to even argue that, oh, Beyonce wasn't always that thick. You know, when she, I was like, who you been looking at? You know, I was like a diehard Beyonce fan. Uh-huh. So. Uh-huh. Yeah, but yeah, that was a whole conversation. So the whole way back, we listened to a whole bunch of R&B like singers from mm-hmm. back then, Tamia, Heather Headley.
Oh my God, like, oh. Tamia! Wow.
Yeah. So we went back like back kind of like when right. in the 90s when R&B like female singers mm-hmm. were really like it. So yeah, that's how we did our whole way back, Brandy and all of that.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. Yeah, you just give me some ideas for our next sip and paint, because Keith had been thinking about what artists, what verses he should do next. So I wonder, because, you know, we did Aaliyah and Beyonce.
Did you?
Yes.
Interesting. So,
right. Isn't that crazy?
Get a take on people to really see, like, do y'all think Aaliyah was a stronger vocalist? Like, do y'all think she would have been a bigger artist than Beyonce? Like, that's a question that I want y'all to answer.
I mean, I don't know if she, like, okay. I know she would be big, too, because she's a great singer.
Right.
But I don't know. I think Beyonce will probably be in the same place she's at now.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said. Because think about it. Like, all the other R&B singers as well that were at the same, like, that came up around the same time when, you know, Beyonce was getting big, mm-hmm. you don't hear too much from them right now. You know, so what would have made it so different from Aaliyah?
Mm-hmm.
And, right. and now, like, I compare Aaliyah to, you know, like, you have her, right? You have, like, Kiana Lede that kind of sounds like her a little bit. You have, mm-hmm. like, even the Naikos that kind of has, like, you know, like, similar mm-hmm. sounds. So she would have had a lot of competition right now, but vocally, nobody's really standing up to Beyonce. However, I still think Tamar Braxton could probably sing around her a few times. Hmm. Tamar, if you listen to this, I love you.
So you think?
Yeah, I'll sing
her. You mean around Beyonce or Aaliyah?
Around Beyonce.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Rest in peace, Aaliyah. But yeah, she would have sang tiptoed around Aaliyah, like vocally wise. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was our argument. So once he finally listened to all three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he finally was like, okay, all right.
Yeah. But yeah, anyways. Did you see, like, because I know we were talking about this a little bit before, but remember you sent me something about B. Simone and her best friend? They were arguing about I forgot what the argument was about. Hold on, I have to find it. I think they were talking about how they're no longer friends. And now, like, what do you think about that?
They publicly announced that they were no longer friends.
So first of all, what? Like, I feel like as far as them doing it publicly, it's nobody's business. This is just me personally. I feel like they should have kept it to themselves. But I can understand why, because they are in a public eye. But the fact that they're putting it out there, and then didn't they delete the episode after?
I think so, because they work together.
Right.
So they kind of have no choice but to publicly speak about it, right? Because they're also like public figures, I guess.
Right. But my thing is, why would they delete it after. Just, I mean, if it's out there, it's already out. Like, I want to go back. I kind of want to listen to the whole, because I didn't get to listen to the whole episode. But so, I mean, I'm sure you know a little bit more about it than I do.
I listened to it a little bit. And so what I gather from it is that one person was nonchalant about the friendship ending, and the other person seemed like they were hurt, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. However, the people who followed them, I guess, for a long time, you know, were saying that, you know, B. Simone's friend wasn't always acting like a real friend. That's why B. Simone got to a place where now she was just like nonchalant about, you know, mm-hmm. them still friends or whatever. So whatever it is, only them two really know. Mm-hmm. However, I still think it's really sad if they've been friends for that long for it to end like that. But mm-hmm. some friendships, you know, have an expiration date, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like, I honestly do feel like almost every relationship do have an expiration date. If you, no, listen, why are you making that face? No, I do feel like that if you get into a point where, remember we talked about that, like growing apart, right? But if it means something to you, and you could, you know, everybody, y'all could disagree with me all y'all want, but like, I'm still sticking to what I say, because if the friendship in the beginning means something to you, then you should at least try to fix it before going your separate way. Because if you try to fix it first and it don't work, then yeah, go your separate ways. Like, you know, move away from each other or whatever, stay away. But if it's in a space where it's fixable, then why not try it? You know what I mean? So, but I don't know their whole story. Like, I don't know what their whole story is. I just seen from what you sent me and listened to that little bit of audio, and I just felt like it was a lot of miscommunication and misunderstanding was the reason why they, you know, decided to go up or they're separate. But I mean, I'm curious. I want to know what people think about that.
Yeah, I'm curious too. I feel like, which is kind of crazy, right? We're at a time, day and age now where at first you would consider, okay, family's going to therapy, right? To like fix whatever trauma they've gone through. And then you have like, you know, partners going to therapy. Mm-hmm. But then you never hear that about friendships because that's a relationship too, right? Mm-hmm. Like that deserves therapy as well, right? Yeah. But I don't know. I'm kind of like, I don't know how to feel about it. I feel kind of sad. I really do feel sad that if they really did have that type of, you know, friendship for it to end like that, you know, that sucks. But if it was something that became either toxic or unbearable on both parties, then.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't believe in any, you know, anybody to be in any toxic relationship. If it is, if you able to fix it, then fix it. But if you not, then I mean, yeah, like, you don't have no choice. But it's kind of like, you know, being in an abusive relationship, right? If you're in an abusive relationship, at some point when you realize you are in that relationship, a lot of the time it's hard to, you know, go your separate ways, right? But when you finally get into a space where you're like, I'm done, then that's when you find the strength to say, okay, I'm moving on right now. But, you know, sometimes people don't find that strength to move on from that relationship. So they stay in it. Same as friendship. Like, you know, they stay in it because they probably feel, some people feel obligated. You know what I mean? Because I think we talked about that too in one of the episodes before where we talk about, you ask us if we will stay friend with somebody because we feel bad for them. Remember that? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, you know, it could be situation like that. You know what I mean?
Real quick to what you said, you're talking about the people that are in like in an abusive relationship or friendship, blah, blah, blah. I need y'all to go listen to Me by Tamia. That's all I'm going to say. Go listen. If you feel like you're stuck or you feel like your partner is not like, you know, appreciating you, beating you, whatever, go listen to Me by Tamia. Okay. Hopefully that gives you some kind of strength. Me by Tamia. Okay. But all right. So now let's go back to that. So in that particular situation that we talked about, when you have two people, right, one is maturing and growing and moving, you know, moving on in life, right? Mm-hmm. And the other person has the same mentality, the same mindset, mm-hmm. the same behaviors as, let's say, when they were a teenager, right?
Mm-hmm.
To where you would like to talk to them, to where you guys are on the same level, because you're looking at the years of friendship that you've had, and, you know, you're holding on to that. You're holding on to, you know, like, it's almost like you're holding on to that type of commitment, basically that as a commitment. But the reality is, as you're maturing, you're getting older, they aren't, you guys are not even relating to nothing anymore. You know, like, if you're not into, let's say if, you know, you used to smoke, this isn't the case for anyone, but I'm just saying, if you used to smoke when you guys were teenagers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now place where, like, you can't smoke, you know, because either your career, your job, your family, or whatever, whatever, and that person is still, like, heavily stuck in those behaviors, you're not going to want to be around that anymore. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because you're like, hey, I don't want to engage in that anymore. That's not me. But if that's all that person wants to do when they hang out, that's not going to work out. Same thing as if you guys used to club and party when you guys were younger, now you're older, you're a businesswoman and this and that, you're not doing that, and that person is still doing that. How can y'all still be mm-hmm. friends and have a functional relationship, you know?
It don't work.
It's going to be difficult, especially if one person is willing to, let's say, talk about it, and mm-hmm. the other person is denial about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
If the other person is like, everybody is wrong and everybody's doing this, everybody's fault, they're not realizing, you know what? You're right. So you can't really force somebody, you know,
right.
to grow up and mm-hmm. like, you know, start maturing and start acting, you know, like a lady or a gentleman or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. You can only let them do them, be them. You can also, you can't make them change their lives, you know, to basically meet you where you're at the time. So to me, relationships like that, they will have an expiration. Now, if you're both growing at the same level somewhat, even if you're just like one little notch behind, that's fixable. Because, you know, like, remember we had the conversation with Keith around when I was like, oh, that's the reason why me and you are still friends, because you're blunt, you're honest. I want to hear that. I don't want to hear someone sugarcoating stuff to me, you know? And he was like, and then you said, yeah, let me go ahead and fix your hair. Or no, you said, press your hair. I was like, yes, girl, can you do that? And he was like, see, someone else would have took that the wrong way, right? But I was like, because if they're in denial about something that, you know, is wrong or whatever, they are going to take that the wrong way. They're going to be like, no, girl, my hair is perfect. She's just hating on me, you know? But if you're like, shoot, I should have pressed my hair a little bit longer, and someone who you know is your friend says it, and they offer, you're like, heck yeah, girl, can you press my hair? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but your hair looked good, by the way. It looked good. It was just a little sticking up, so I had to, like, you know, push it down for you. But
hairstylist, y'all.
Coming from a hairstylist. But yeah, I totally get what you mean. I get what you mean. But it's just,
so, yeah. In that aspect, it's hard.
Yeah, it is really hard. I mean, I wish, I really do want to listen to the whole, because I was like trying to, I went on YouTube. I was like, let me try to find the whole conversation, because I want to go in depth with it. Because they do feel like one of the, I don't know who it was very nonchalant about the whole thing. And was, you know, just kind of like going okay with it. Okay, you know, whatever. And the other one, it felt like she was trying.
Yeah.
To get to, like, the root of the situation. So I really do. I wish I would have listened to the whole conversation just to get a little bit, you know, more understanding. So have you heard anything? Did they say anything on social media about it?
To be honest, I don't really follow them like that. It's just when I saw that topic, I thought, I was like, wow, that's very interesting. Like, especially the publicly announcing that we're no longer friends part. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's very fancy. That's what we do these days. That's mm-hmm. okay. Yeah. But, you know, I think when you get to that point also,
mm-hmm.
when you feel like you have to end a friendship, especially if it was a friendship for a long time, I can imagine it being very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Being very easy. So that's probably why I would think that B. Simone was kind of being nonchalant about it,
mm-hmm.
kind of protecting her heart, could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 'cause, like, I think some people hurt you and don't realize they hurt you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in your case, maybe she was getting hurt a lot and she wasn't saying anything.
Right.
Maybe one person was hurting, one person wasn't saying anything. So, and by the time that they figured it out or said something, it may have been too late.
Right.
You know, like you said, miscommunication. Nobody said anything. You know, that's why, like, when we talked about this, like, I think it was last season or something, having boundaries and really being open and honest in relationships and friendships is very important.
Like, to tell you the truth, like, I'm in a space, that's exactly where I'm at. Because, you know, we talked about growth, we talked about healing, we talk about, you know, being in a better space with, you know, just people in general, or giving people space, and we talk about boundary. But if you're not applying all that to your life, then what good is it to, like, try? Because you can't fix anything if you're not in the same space. If y'all don't have the same, like, that's what I always say. If everybody think the same, like, the world would be a better place. I'm just saying. But yeah, I mean, I think it will. But I just hate that people go on and hold things in and hold grudges and don't speak how they feel. But yeah, and I think we did talk about that too in one of our episodes, the recent one. Like, you have to be able to really talk to people and tell them, this is how you make me feel, right? Because if you don't, you're always like, I don't care how many times people say, oh, I'll be okay. But in the back of your head, you're always going to think about that if you don't resolve it.
Yeah.
If you don't, you don't think so?
I do. I get that. But here's what I will say to that is, when you feel like you're in a place where you're hurt, you know, like I said to you before, I say your personality, the way that you are, you're going to straight off be like, what's wrong with you? Why are you acting like this? Why are you, you know, some people have to process it and then have to come to terms with it and have to kind of like have a conversation with themselves about it. Or maybe, you know, somebody that they trust or whatever, you know, it's just like an abused woman. Like, when she's abused, she's not going to just say something the very first day. A lot of times, for some reason, I don't know what it is.
Right. And I was like that. I was like that with Keith. Like, remember we talked about that? Like, I used to be like that. So now, because I've grown, you know, like, my mentality changed.
Yeah.
So
here's another thing too to think about: is the other person giving you the space where you feel safe? That if they came to you and vented and said how they feel, would you handle it okay? Like, in those situations, not you per se, but I'm just saying people, sometimes you don't know, right? You don't know, like, if I came to this person and told them, you know, like, I feel like this and I'm really, really hurt, are they going to confront me back? And I'm not a confrontational person. Can I handle that? And so some people shut down because they're not confrontational, right? They're not blunt and too, like, right in your face, you know? So I think it's timing. Like, everyone, you know, is different. Everyone is going to process things differently.
I agree.
Yeah, because, like, I think if it was that easy, then friendships and relationships will never fail. They would always keep going. People would always, you know, say, hey, you hurt my feelings, you know? Like, even in, like, you know, a woman and men relationship, like, a woman can be hurt and say it to the man, he's going to need time to process it. He's not going to react right then and there, you know? And that's not what the woman may want. She may want him to react right then and there, but he's going to have to process it and react on his timing when it makes sense for him, you know? So I think that's kind of like what happens now. Like, when someone gets hurt and they don't say anything, it may not be that they don't want to fix it or they don't want to say anything. It may just be they don't know. They're still processing it and trying to figure out how to approach it better.
Okay.
You know, it's just that whole thing now I really am learning is, like, you know, yes, we say this all the time, give people grace, you know, especially because people go through times in their lives when they're, like, vulnerable. When someone is vulnerable, they're not always going to make the best decisions or the best choices. So just give them time to process what they're going through, heal from that, and then come back.
Yeah. Remember what I told you? Yeah, that was really good conversation. But yeah, I don't even know how we got on all this. But remember when I told you that I'm in a better space, so I'm trying to, like, focus on me. And, you know, I'm trying to actually stop worrying about people and, you know, just instead of worrying about them, worrying about me, worrying about myself, trying to focus, take that energy that I'm trying to put into other people and put it into myself. And that's where I am with a lot of friendships. So I feel like, you know, if I was in that situation where they, you know, going, I wouldn't, first of all, I wouldn't go publicly about it anyways, because I don't really care what people think.
Right.
You know, first of all, second of all, like, if it's between me and the person, I'm going to go straight to the horses and talk to the person and then try to figure her out. But because now, with everything that I've been through, like, if it's not fixable, if it's not, you know, if we can't work on it and be, you know, cordial, I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I feel like when you get to a point where you feel like it's not fixable, right? There's a level of hurt and disappointment there. When there's a level of hurt and disappointment, it clouds your judgment. Like, I don't care what no one says, it clouds your judgment.
I believe it.
You know, your fence are already up, your guard is up, because at that point, when you're disappointed and you're hurt, how can you be willing to fix something? You know, unless the other person realizes that you're hurt and you're disappointed and come forward. But a lot of times, you know, we're not all psychic, right? Like, that's that, as perfect as that would be, that's usually not how it ends up, you know?
I hope I'm not. I don't want to be psychic. I don't want to be psychic. So I'm good. I'm good. Like, I already have enough problem. I don't need to find out about anybody else's. I'm good.
Seriously, especially that I'm an empath. Oh, no. Yeah. Being psychic would not work for me. I'd probably broke myself and I wouldn't even see that coming.
Yeah.
Being open to everybody else.
Facts. Tell me about it. But yeah, that was really good. I want to know what people think about it, though.
Yeah. I bet you there's so many friendships that's either ended. And especially, it's like, as you get older, your friendships literally are, like, non-existent, you know? And at first, I didn't get it. At first, remember I was telling you, I thought it was just me. I thought it was just, you know, like, I don't know how to make friends, you know, or, like, I'm not just sociable anymore, or this and that. But I realized that people are just dealing with a lot naturally already on their own, that they're not always thinking of, you know, like, let me go ahead and make friends with this person. And so if I don't hear from somebody, like, I think we talked about this a long time ago too, for a few weeks or a month, you know, like, I know when you message me again or you call me, I'm happy to hear from you, you know, and I'm not going to be upset with you because I also didn't message you or didn't call you,
right?
You know, that life happened.
I'm definitely with you. Like, I don't want to say finally, but I've realized that, you know, everybody's going through something. You're not the only person we're not the only person going through something. People just don't want to talk. So people have life. There's life going on. Like, we were talking, one of my friends, we were talking the other day, and we're like, oh my God, I ain't talked to you in months. And I was like, I know, right? But then when you get together, it's like the love is still there. It's not that, like, you've ignored people, but you remember the conversation we had about, you know, me trying to be, I felt like I was the only person always trying to, but being that, like, going to therapy and then we talked and all that stuff, I did all the exercise and stuff, and I realized that, you know what, she's right. I need to stop worrying about, you know, other people and just focus on me and mine, and then, you know, and then everything else will be, and I feel like if everyone is doing the same, you know, but because people have lives, things happen, you know, and you don't realize it. Like, we could go weeks without talking to each other, and then we'll, you know, hey, you good? And then life goes on.
The thing about it, too, is people some people, when they're struggling, they're not going to tell you. Mm-hmm. You're not going to hear about it. You know, they could be going through a serious health issue. They could be going through literally not knowing how they're going to, you know, take care of their families or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. And then they haven't reached out to you. It could also be that they had their phone turned off for a month because they couldn't, you know, pay for it or whatever. And then imagine, right, having the nerves when you finally talk to them, you being mad at them, not even realizing, like, they literally barely could afford to just have that phone to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's like giving people grace. I'm starting to understand that more, especially, like, you know, being a mother and stuff like mm-hmm. that I didn't, you know, understand before. Now I'm still human. I will still, you know, have my moments. Mm-hmm. But you're realizing, especially now with life being, you know, like a lot more expensive than it used to be. Not everybody is comfortable. Like, some people mm-hmm. are, like, you know, really struggling. And so if your friend is not reaching out to you as much as she used to or he used to or whatever, and mm-hmm. you're really upset at them, like, really ask yourself, like, why? You know, why? Like, is mm-hmm. there, they could be going through a lot of things, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's not just about you in that friendship. It's about both of y'all. Mm-hmm. So I think with B. Simone and her friend, I also think they're still young too. Aren't they like a little bit younger than us? Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know, they're like,
I have no idea.
Right. So it's like, they also have a lot of things that they're having to, I guess, face, you know, mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. a regular friendship, you know, wouldn't have to face. And then they have a business together, which is also not easy, you know, mm-hmm. to deal with. So I don't know. It could be a number of things. I just wish them well, whether they continue to be friends or, you know, not be friends, you know?
Yeah.
She's a little younger than me. Yeah.
She's 33. But yeah. Anyways, that was a good conversation. I think that's good.
Friends.
Huh?
Yeah. Realize how complicated friendships were as an adult. Mm-hmm. I really, like, stopped wanting to have or make more friends. I'm like,
yeah, I'm good. Like, I hate that I just say that I'm good, but I think I am because, you know, I love being around people. Like, I love uplifting, but I don't want to have to force anybody to be in a space where, you know, we could all just, like, enjoy each other's company. I don't want to force anybody to be friend with me. You know what I mean? So I think I'm just focusing on me. I'm just focusing on me right now. So I'm okay, you know, with just my, you know, 5-6 friends, you know, but I'm okay with it.
I'm trying to drink from whatever drink that Lala drinks from, because apparently mm-hmm. she's a really good friend who, like, she has like 1,000 best friends and she shows up to all with them.
Really?
Yes,
that's the thing though. Like, if I'm close with somebody, if you're doing something, you invite me. If I can be there, I'm gonna be there for you.
Right.
You know, I'm gonna try my best to be there for that person. But I, you know, there's only one me.
Yeah,
no, but shout out to Lala.
I want to drink whatever she's drinking or whatever, because she's really able to be there for every single one of these people's events on top of her having a career and stuff. Now, granted, I will say, when you are a new mom, mm-hmm. right, and you have like 2 toddlers, mm-hmm. like literally like 2 under or just at 2, you're learning how to juggle just like their time, right? Balancing like how much time you're giving to each one of them, and then on top of your partner, and then also finding time, you know, for like friends and even siblings, you know, like parents and all that stuff. It's a big change that you're having to like literally figure out that you were never prepared for. Mm-hmm. You know, you didn't think about it. You spent 9 months when you were pregnant, or 8 months, whatever, how many long someone else may be, mm-hmm. Thinking about the cribs for the baby, their clothes and this and that, but you're not really thinking about other, you know, relationships, like, mm-hmm. you know, like all mm-hmm. that stuff. So I would say as you're having like families, or, you know, if you guys are friends with people who are like newly, you know, moms or whatever, give them grace, especially if it's like their first time, mm-hmm. because child, we struggling, we trying to manage. Okay. And then chasing them, we tired and we still trying to go hang out with people.
I saw.
I think Christelle saw that, mm-hmm. because it's like, as much as I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to go out, I can't wait to get away from these kids, but then they could be so demanding and you can spend so much time and energy catering to them that when it's just you time, you have like 10% left. And then you're still trying to make sure, you know, like you're there for, you know, your friends, your partner, you know, your parents or whoever. So, but I'm doing much better, you know. So yeah. That's what I'm just saying for like people out there, you know, especially like, you know, I'll even say like single moms, because I don't know how y'all do it. Bless y'all's hearts.
It gets easier.
Girl.
Let me just say with the kids. But I don't know how you do it with those two back to back and running around. With those two boys, I'm sorry, but I'm like, when we got in the car, me and Keith got in the car, I was like, I feel so bad for them. That's all I kept saying. I said, I feel
say
so bad.
All the time. I'm like, people, like, they look and they're like, oh, yeah, she works from home, so it must be easy, you know, both of her boys. Like, no, it's not. And they're still, neither one of them is potty trained yet, you know. And then working, doing school and stuff like that. Like, girl. By the time like the night is over, I've got like maybe 5% left.
I know. I know. I was like, whoo, they have a lot of energy.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I'm glad that we still got, you know, we were able to go out. My amazing god kids came over to watch them. So we can, oh, shout out to my babies. They're so grown now. I'm about to move over there just so that my built-in babysitters.
Girl, I just realized I'm getting old when I saw my nieces earlier. Keith's brother's kids.
Uh-huh.
They're so tall. They're taller than me. They're tall. I was like sixth grade and fifth grade. Enough. But no, I'm just like, wait, what? Where is time going? Man, life needs to, like, life just moving.
It doesn't wait for no one. Like, no. They say, for time don't wait for no one.
No, so live your life, girl. Like, people, y'all need to live your life. Live it to the fullest, because life is too short. And I really do want to, like, eventually talk about, you know, all the things that I went through, like, you know, that I just, it made me think of life in a whole new different way. So if you want to do something that you always want to do, go ahead and do it.
Yep.
Enjoy your life.
I live my life to the fullest now. Like, if you see me traveling, if you see me, like, somewhere, like, if you see me buying something expensive or whatever, I'll tell you why. My father did to retire so he can travel, he can do stuff. He didn't even get to do that. You know what I mean? He passed right as he was about to retire. Could you imagine? You're saving all this. You're saying, yeah, I'm going to travel when I retire. I'm going to do this. So that was one of my biggest lessons. You know, it was like, while you're alive, not after you retire, while you're alive and you're able to, what you're actually working for, go ahead and spend
and
it. You know, go ahead and go out, go see those families, go see those friends, go to that salt cave that you wanted to go to. That's me.
Yeah, I do want to go. I really want to go. I can't wait to go.
You know,
maybe I'll wait for you again to go.
Girl,
we'll see.
I was thinking about it. I was like, I think next time I'm just gonna fly by myself and leave the kids with DJ.
He gonna hurt you. But yeah, definitely. We should try. We try one day when you're like free again.
Seriously, I think I'm going to do that maybe sometime in like January or something. We can do something. Yeah,
that'd be fun.
I'm definitely sitting in between both of those little rugrats again.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
But yeah, so friendships can have an expiration. It's unfortunate. It's sad, but it's life. You know, you just take it for what it is and move on with no animosity, move on with no revenge. And just be great.
Yeah. And if you're able to fix it, just set boundaries, healthy boundaries, you know, yeah. moving forward.
Okay? Agreed.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. Well, yeah, that was good.
Was I hope y'all learned something.
Yeah. I just, you know, I be learning every day. So I learn something every time we talk about anything. So, but yeah.
Absolutely. I did want to say, so we want to talk to guys more. You know, it, fellas, if you guys want to have conversations about, you know, life, relationships, you know, anything that you may want us ladies to know or, you know, to talk to you guys about or any questions or anything, like, message us and let us know. Come, you know, come join us. Come talk to us. I would love that. What? So.
Well, with that being said, if y'all have any questions, comments, or concern, hit us up at lovelifeafter18@gmail.com or on our social media at love.lifeafter, and we will see you on the next episode.
Later.
Bye.